Welcome in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. We are not in Kansas anymore, my friend.
No, we are.
In Newton. We are at Iowa Speedway. This is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Special edition, a Friday edition. So we are looking forward to that. They are out doing hot laps right now, getting ready to do some autograph signing right in front of us. Yep. It was nice enough. We are in the Newton Club. It is very Hy-V centric, so I think that would be the Hy-V Newton Club.
It is wonderfully air-conditioned.
It is wonderful.
Wonderful and, glass view.
Not as loud as it is outside with the race cars going, but what a great place to be. We want to thank Iowa Speedway. We want to thank Ann. I got it.
I did post on our Twitter our view.
No, it's amazing.
So, it's
Ann Frischken. I always pronounce her name wrong. She's going to come here and she's going to smack me when she sees me. But hey, she's nice. It's a nice smack, not a bad one. So, before we get started, let me get these out of the way. So, as always, you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 1700 Champion, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We thank you all for coming in today and listening to the show. Like I said, it's a special day. We're out here. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Twitter is at, Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. And 1700thechamp.com. I have all the podcasts up, so you can get them wherever you like your podcast. And we always want to thank our sponsors, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank, and Four. Can't do it as loud in here.
The crowd would look at you weirdly.
Exactly. Four homeless veterans. It's a golf outing at Legacy on July 31st. And Central Iowa Shelter and Services, CISS, is hosting their fifth annual. So we'll talk more about that today as well. So you have the piece of paper in front of you. What do they have going on right now?
Okay, right now, because I was looking at three different days here. Today, just starting at 4, on the other side of the glass, it's the Indy NXT.
So it's the
autograph session. That would be short for next. Look at the age of them. You can tell they're young.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So these are the next up and comers on this. So that's 4:30 to 5:00. At 5:30 to 6:00 tonight, it's the Indy NXT qualifying, and then at 6:15 the NTT IndyCar
Series
the big autograph session.
The big boys are going to be here, so that's going to be cool.
And then to finish off the night, they're doing 7:30, 8:30 a pit stop challenge.
And that's not like we have pit stops. Like 57-year-old me that I have to stop and go to the restroom. These are actual.
It's the actual, the tops.
And you're talking, how cool are they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how fast do they do? You know, unlike, because we have Steve here, too. Steve, as always, thank you for being here with us. We appreciate you.
Wave to the microphone,
Steve. The microphone. You did great. When you watch NASCAR, it's really fun. But it's heavier cars and how they do it, man. When these Indy cars, you're in there for like.
Right.
Man, they're in there for like 6 seconds, and they're out. And that's gas, tires, everything. So this is crazy to be able to see that. Campers galore.
Yep, the terrace, the hills. The spots to the north we're looking are the ones that actually have hookups where you're kind of boondocking it on a generator with the other ones. But there is a city of campers out here.
When Rusty Wallace did this, and Rusty did this for NASCAR, I think this is a better track for IndyCar racing than NASCAR racing, at least the higher end, because of the number of NASCAR drivers, cars. It's just a lot.
Well, just the way it's designed, the way it's described, it's the fastest short track.
Yep.
Every driver just continues to put accolades on how much they love this course.
He did it right. Some of the things when you're out and not that Newton's in the middle of nowhere, but it's pretty close. It's what do we got? 34 miles to the capital, Des Moines.
Right. It was
so it wasn't bad.
22 miles and 45 minutes to get here.
Yep. And some of the things he did, he knew he needed camping. He knew he had to make a track that did what this track does, excitement.
Right.
And then the other thing he knew he had to have?
An airport
right there. And there are airplanes over there, and there are people flying in and flying out. So it's pretty cool. It's been fun so far today.
Absolutely.
But thanks to Cumulus, And thanks again to Ann and the Newton Club and Hy-Vee that we are not outside sweating and listening to all that noise.
Yes, it was.
So it makes this show a little easier.
We were battling outdoor concerts. They had live free entertainment. Live.
And they're just doing it further away.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were on top of concerts and cars, and it was hot and noisy.
So for everybody, then tomorrow. Let me make sure. I know that Carrie Underwood kicks it off at 10. I'm going to say 10-ish, but I could be off
Friday,
a little bit.
This is Saturday.
At 11:50, pre-race concert with Carrie Underwood. Post-race is Kenny Chesney. I know I've asked. Have you seen Kenny Chesney in concert?
Yes, I have.
Really good, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Enjoyable.
I mean, it's a party. It's a tailgate. It's almost Jimmy Buffett-esque,
yep.
If you will.
I think he kind of took that.
Right.
Yes.
He has the No Shoes Nation. You know, everybody's, the flip-flop family. But the big thing is, it's 11:50 is the Carrie Underwood, the pre-race concert. 2 o'clock is the Hy-Vee Homefront 250 presented by Instacart. So, it sounds like they're going to have gorgeous weather. I know it's getting warmer and warmer because next week is going to be Hades on Earth, if you know what I mean.
And I have to give some love out here, too, because at 2:45 to 3:30, so a 45-minute set,
yes,
on Saturday, Jordan Beam played I coached him in baseball.
Oh, really?
Back in the day at Grandview. He was a year older than Zach, so I had him when we were Braves.
Oh, on one of the free stages, not the main stage.
Yeah, I think it's on one of the free ones that are out there.
I mean, it's all part of the package.
Oh, to be really I bet. Yep, it's out on the stages out in the walkway there.
Concourse.
And, yep. So it's Jordy Bean and Cody Hicks.
Oh, wow.
And then tomorrow free stages is Field Division and Lucas Bebe. Baby,
it is just a pot of entertainment all around here.
Maddie Poppy is here tomorrow morning, or Sunday morning. Maddie Poppy? That name sounds familiar. I don't know.
Yeah,
why
she won the. Which was one of them?
You're right. It was Blake. Blake Shell.
No, I don't think it was the voice.
You don't think it was the voice?
I should remember. I graduated.
Or American Idol.
I went to high school with her mom.
Really?
She's Northeast Iowa.
Well, you should know that, then.
Yes, and I think it was American Idol.
Yep.
There you go.
Pre-race on Sunday from 11 to noon. So the 11 o'clock concerts are for an hour. The after concerts are 4:15 to 5:45. They're an hour and a half. So, 5:45, you're back home, 7.
It's
in, out. Oh, yeah.
They are packing it in here.
And on Sunday, you get 1 to 4 is the NTT IndyCar Series. That's the big one, and it's going to be a ton of fun. And the weather's going to be perfect next week. So, you've done RagBri. I've done RagBri. We've both done RagBri. Can you remember a RagBri that every single day was above 95 degrees? Or is everybody nowadays just soft?
No, it was. You had those days where it was 90s plus or whatever. You also had the days that it you wore trash bags because it thunderstormed for 7 hours. But I don't worry about the people that understand and prepare and hydrate. It's the people that are. I can ride from it's only 10 miles to the next bar. Dude, there's going to be some people that are going to be hurting.
Are hurting.
Because getting a bottle of water is way different than having an ultra.
Right. And watch the people in front of you, especially if they're wavering around. But a huge deal. It is going to affect Ankeny through Des Moines, through Altoona, all the way up here to Newton. I think that's what. When do they hit through Des Moines?
I thought it was Wednesday.
I think it's Wednesday as well. So Wednesday, then Thursday morning, they're going to head this way and head on their way out. So
just don't plan on doing any Central Iowa traveling.
No.
through the middle of next week.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of companies are like, okay, you take your days, take your day off and work from home
We went to Jasper Winery last night.
Yes.
And you know where that is, right over at the new Waterworks
amphitheater. Have they already started blocking it off?
Well, no. Whiskey Myers concert was last night.
Really?
So it was, jam-packed. It was just absolutely traffic from 235 down and around. And this is just a scratching the surface of what we're going to be with with bikes and we good?
Okay, just so you know, when I go like that, that means you keep talking.
Oh, okay. Well, I just least I thought you couldn't hear me, and I'm like,
No, I could hear.
I'm talking away. I thought you could hear me. But no, it is just going to be a massive, massive amount of people.
Yes.
But looking forward to it. If
I think registered riders are, just give me an estimate.
I always thought registered riders were around between 13 and 15,000.
Okay, and then you think there is a really good chance from Ames all the way down here through Ankeny to Des Moines of 100,000 people.
They are saying that and it's you will go through, like I said, the aerial footage I've seen before, that there will be a constant stream for a better part of the day of bicycles that go from Ames to Des Moines. You can't see the front of it and you can't see the end of it. It is, but like I said, I've heard rumor of that they're going to break records because of location, starting with Ames and Central Iowa, all these different things. The day ride could hit 100,000 people.
That is, it's just going to be really cool. For all of you that aren't riding, just get out and watch it. I mean, that's just as much fun.
It's good people watching. Yeah. Well, as much as there was people watching last night going on at Jasper Winery, and there's definitely people watching going on here, there is all sorts.
I have one of our first drops, too, because on Saturday and Sunday of the race, we're going to have a live broadcast of the Hy-Vee IndyCar races. Both of them are going to be on the show. That's why we don't have baseball on our little sheet
that's going on. Okay.
And I need to make sure that we name the sponsor of that. It's our friends at Village at Grays Lake Apartments are the ones that are making that happen, so you can listen to it on the radio.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love when they get to do that. I think it's fun when companies get to do some PR work and that with big events like this. And the fact that we get to put that on the radio, I think people forget about that sometimes. Radio is actually not free. you have great sponsors like that. And maybe during the break, we'll look up Village at Grays Lake Apartments just so we can have some things that we can talk about. I think that's really cool.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate them. And once again, we appreciate Iowa Speedway. We definitely, Ann Fiskren is a rock star. Busy weekend for her. She's taken time out already a couple of times today to help us out. So we appreciate her as well. And from the looks of things, and you are right. Here's the coolest thing, because it's happening right now. You have some young kids who are the drivers in NXT, and you have a couple of young girls that are getting their autographs that I guarantee you right now these young girls are going, you know what, I want to drive these cars.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be one of these guys right here. I think that's really cool. So yeah, that's and they do look like they're 18 years old.
The drivers, not the girls. The girls look like they're under 10.
Getting autographs with mom. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're going to be Travis Kelce size to be in those cars either.
Yeah,
so
there's no doubt about that. Okay, so we do have other things going on. It is, you know, it's crazy season in NFL right now. Your rookies are starting to sign contracts. Your players are trying to make teams. Bryce Young signed today. He signed for $37.9 million with the Carolina Panthers, number one overall pick. I think that's – I don't think he was the safest choice. I think C.J. Stroud from Ohio State was the safer choice. I think Bryce Young's ceiling is higher, and now you just have to figure out a way to get to that ceiling.
So it's going to happen. It's just going to take longer to get there.
Yeah, I think unless he gets in a good situation, not a bad team to be going to. I saw today, we are 48 days away, give or take a day, from college football. I think we're 51 days or 52 days away from NFL football. And then all this gets real, right? Because that's when sports radio starts. Because not only is football king, but sports betting football is king. I mean, it's fun to bet NBA games. You and I I think you enjoy it more than I do. I dislike betting baseball. I've stopped because every time my account's gone down to zero, it's because I'm betting baseball. And now I'm even doing odd things.
I think I put a little on the Cubs to win last night against the lowly St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cardinals won yesterday.
Cardinals won yesterday.
That was a rough game to watch.
They did do that. I did see that. Brian Harman is the leader at the British Open.
Yep.
I do believe that we're all done. So here's the quick thing, and we got 2 minutes left, a little less than 2 minutes probably. Joaquin Niemann didn't make the cut. Keegan Bradley, Colin Morikawa, we talked about him the other day. Seamus Power, after having a good round yesterday, didn't make the cut today. The cut was plus +3. The cut was 145. My gal, Sahith Theegela, didn't make it. He shot a 79 the first day, came back today and shot a 68, had an eagle putt, didn't drop, and missed the cut by one. So I was kind of sad on that part.
Brooks Koepka.
Well, look at that. The music comes on. We were pretty close. We were right on. It's 16:26, right on the nose.
Perfect.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're live at Iowa Speed.
It's your voice. It's very.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. It is, the weekend is upon us. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing sports your way every day, and my golly, are we doing it today. We are live at Iowa Speedway. We have some practice laps going on right now for the NTT guys. And the NXT guys are doing an autograph session
right now.
And still got some long lines out there. So pretty exciting there. And, they are young dudes that go really fast in a race car. So it's exciting out here. We are in the Newton Club. Nice air conditioned.
Beautifully air conditioned.
And get to see the track, which is really cool. As always, we want to when we get out like this, we have to thank people. We need to thank Jake. Jake's back in the studio making sure that we sound good. I got Steve standing right here just checking out
he's soaking it in, Steve.
He is.
He's soaking it in.
He's seeing, and he's doing the same thing we are. All you see us do is go move our head from left to right to left to right to left to right.
You can't even move your head fast.
Yeah, it's really, it's really fast. So, as always, you can check us out on Twitter. It's at @happyhour_SS, at @ScottBrower_13, at 1700 The Champ, and at @happyhour_SS. And Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. We will get a bunch of pictures out here this weekend so everybody can see what's going on. We have Carrie Underwood, Kenny.
Tomorrow.
No, Zach Brown Band, I do believe. It's Carrie Underwood, Kenny Chesney.
Carrie Underwood is the pre-race.
Pre-race tomorrow.
At 11:50.
Yep.
You've got the Homefront 250 is at 2, and then you have Kenny at 4:30.
Yep, Kenny Chesney, and then Zach Brown Band kicks us off on Sunday. And we end. I'm really looking forward to this.
With Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
That's going to be that's huge.
That is a big one, and I'm really looking forward to that.
When we talk to Ann from the Iowa Speedway, I mean, it's those four acts. It sounds like it was asked four and four said yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't. I think the stories of it took a little bit to get this wheel rolling, if you know what I mean. And now it is a thing.
Super, super duper cool. And
all right. Well, before we forget, we do have to do our lovely sponsors.
We do, because we're out here.
We're out here. And this segment is sponsored by Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking. When your phone is in your hand, go to nw.bank. Take advantage of applying online for various types of loans. From vehicle loans to mortgages, it all starts there. On the website, you can visit their newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can view the Biz Buzz blog for their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this at nw.bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Biz bang boom. Love it. We also want to give a shout out the fact that over the weekend we do have Minnesota Twins baseball tonight, and then we have them on Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday, because of our great friends at Village at Gray's Lake Apartments. We are going to have live broadcasts of both these races, which is awfully cool. I'm looking forward to that.
And I did pull up, because I looked at the address, and the address looked very familiar. It's on Bell Avenue,
yes,
right over by my business. And
pretty close to where AIB used to be.
It is AIB.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
And
I saw they're building more today, too, because when I was driving to meet you down at Firestone,
yes,
to drop
they
your
are
stuff.
Not, that's not more of that. Those are being built by Kimberly. Those are going to be townhomes. That whole area they're doing now. You go down to where you come across the bridge on, what was it, Southeast 7th, where it meets into, tees into there, where there are some problematic bars used to be. Now it's a set of stepped townhomes through there as well. I think it's Elevate. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about the view. It's
well, the
just
last time,
not,
you know, that you and I played Waveland. No, not Waveland. See,
Wakanda.
I called it Wakanda.
I
get them mixed up
I will
all
say
time.
This. When you get something
in my
you
head,
stick with it.
I stick with it. I'm going to go until somebody tells me no.
When we played Wakanda. Yes.
Yes, that was so do you think when we were playing Wakanda, were those townhomes on that one when we were hitting down? I think you hit one of them.
Those are homes.
They're actually homes.
Those are homes. There's one in there that is north of a million.
A little left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, you know what? Not all my shots are good shots. That's why they let you do it multiple times.
That's right. That's why it's you know, they count your strokes, not just looking good.
like Robin Williams said.
It'd be awesome.
We're going to call it strokes because sometimes you feel like you're having one.
What else do we have here? I think we need to go through... Since this is an IndyCar weekend and we have a lot of stuff going on,
yes.
I started going through and I wanted to I'm a little bit more into it than some might be, but the number one driver in the NTT IndyCar series is Alex Palou.
Okay.
The number two driver is Scott Dixon. I still think he drives the he races for Chip Ganassi. I think he drives the Target car, but I can't remember. Joseph Newgarden is Team Penske. He just won the Indy 500 in some crazy racing at Indy 500. Wow. I can't wait because they're going to be at speeds like that, but it's on 1/4 of the track. That is crazy.
Because, there's an 18-hole golf course in the middle of Indianapolis Speedway.
Yeah, it is. Indianapolis Speedway. You got to go. You got to see it. Marcus Ericsson is a Chip Ganassi racer. He's number four. Patty O'Ward races for Arrow McLaren. Scott McLaughlin races for Team Penske. He's number six. I was just going to give you the top ten so people had somebody maybe to root for. So Ray Hall Letterman, Langen Racing. David Letterman. Him and Bobby Ray Hall have been friends forever.
Yep.
That's the Indiana connection there. Christian Lundgaard, Will Power. I've actually met Will Power.
Love that name.
I do, too. Great guy. Met him a little bit last year and drives for Team Penske. I'm a huge Team Penske guy. But I also like Andretti Autosports as well. That's Colton Herta. He is number nine. And this one is for Nana because when Nana found her new family, the Rossi name came into our family. And this is Alexander Rossi. He also drives for Arrow McLaren. So just to give people, you know, kind of the drivers to look for on a track like this where speed counts, you have to look for those bigger teams, Andretti, Arrow McLaren, Team Penske, Ray Hall Letterman.
Right.
It's not an easy track for someone, you know, maybe a one-car team. It's just a lot of speed.
Well, and it's not that it's this just because it is on a shorter track and it's Indy. It's, you know, we seem to be NASCAR centric around our mm-hmm. you know, geographically.
NASCAR,
this is the big boys
and sprint car centric,
right?
But you get a little bit of both with
right.
this.
But this is the big boys. This is yes. big racing.
And for someone who last year during Gwynn's set before the race Gwynn Stefani.
Yes.
My Chad and I got down and we were inside with Ann.
Yes.
And we went up and stood up against right where the seating starts, and then we walked down to get closer to the stage. Man, it's steep. It's steep on a straightaway.
Oh,
I can't imagine yes. what those corners are over there to walk up
right.
those.
The angle of the it, yeah, oh, it's
yeah.
It's up there.
It's going to be a ton of fun. So really looking forward to getting out here and seeing these this weekend. So I had a couple of things today, and this one just popped up. So here is the weather for at least Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sunday, it's only 90.
Right.
Monday, 94. Tuesday, 96. Wednesday, 98. Thursday, 100. And they come through when, Scott?
Wednesday. Yeah.
That is, wow. That's some heat there. So 43 days to college football. I have a buddy who's a huge Michigan fan, so he sends me all this stuff for Michigan because he knows I'm an Iowa State fan.
Because there's a lot of connection
there.
Yeah.
So I talk about Michigan in the Big Ten instead of talking about Iowa, which I do not do. So just so you know that. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, you talk about Iowa.
I do talk about Iowa. I talk about Iowa all the time.
I know.
So this is one of the bigger topics today. And it's Madden football's out, right? So mm-hmm. you have all of the quarterback ratings are starting to fall down, you know, and you have Patrick Mahomes is number one. Tua with a really big helmet in Madden is ranked really high.
Well, yeah, his abilities are what his power is probably not the.
But one of these came in, so you take away some of the you take away Joe Burrow, you take away Patrick Mahomes, and it said these are the next to a lot of people in the NFL. These are the next four quarterbacks: Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson,
yes.
Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. And it said, who would you most want to start your team with? And I thought this is a fascinating question because I think the correct answer is probably Josh Allen, because I think any coach could coach Josh Allen and they could perform well. I think Jalen Hurts needs a more refined offensive guy. But I think he's really good. But I think
Jalen. I was going to say I think Jalen Hurts is more the
game manager.
He's flashier, I guess, for a better word. Whereas Josh Allen seems to be okay. There's what we do. This is how we're going to do it. Where it seems you've got a little more pizzazz out of Jalen Hurts. But
yeah,
and
Lamar Jackson is totally different.
See, I'm starting to hear things about they're changing the whole offense up and everything. I mean,
I don't think they've ever had an offense.
Okay.
So,
all right.
The fact that they brought in Georgia's offensive coordinator and how open that system is, but
right.
it's open run past, which is going to be interesting. I think the biggest one here, I think the one with the highest ceiling is Justin Herbert. But I just don't.
You are high.
Oh, I am. I just don't think he has not in his 2 years. He has not had the coaching that some of these other guys have had. He has a defensive coordinator as a head coach,
which is you love.
Oh
that.
Yeah,
that,
that's awesome when you have a really good quarterback. And there were three or four different times in his first year, and then a couple of times last year that he would just, you know, he's fourth down on his own 35 and with 2 yards to go, and he goes for it and puts his team in the hole. I mean that. You can't have that. But I think Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback that he is this quickly is because of Andy Reid. I think if Patrick Mahomes would have went a lot of different places, I think he would have been a good quarterback. I just don't know if he'd have been as good a quarterback as he is. And I think Joe Burrow is, of all of them, I think Joe Burrow is the real deal. I mean, he could just make every throw. I think Josh Allen is a little, he's a little reckless. And Justin Herbert is reckless as well, because they have big arms and they want to throw the ball down the field.
It's one of those scenarios that it seems like he thinks he needs to do more to make more happen.
Yes.
I mean, not that Patrick Mahomes doesn't do that, but it seems like he's got a whether it's Kelce or
right.
that he can move it around and do, once he gets it out of his hands, he's got guys that can do what they need to do with it as well.
And I agree with that. And I think Patrick Mahomes is very comfortable dinking and dunking all the way down the field. And then he makes, you know, extraordinary plays. They keep showing this one where he was scrambling, they're close to the end zone. It looks like he's going to try to run it in, and then he throws it as he's going out of bounds with his left hand. He flicks it over the top and falls into the guy's hands for a touchdown. I think that's interesting as well.
I keep seeing things. It's a lot like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes. Okay, so I have to mention this one. Uncle A just text messaged Jen. And Nana is heading to Chicago with the Seabrooks this weekend.
Oh.
So he said, Nana is eastbound and down.
Very nice.
And ready to go.
Very nice.
She looks like she's ready. So safe travels, my friends, and bring her back safely. That's important. So once again, they're still I'm watching these. They got 23. They've been 23 minutes into their hot laps that they're doing. It's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting stuff. But it is amazing how, if you're indoors, that we can actually hear everything.
It was a hurdle last year with everything going on. High school softball.
Yes. You got about a minute left, so let's tease it.
Well, they got it going on down in Winterset.
Yes.
So I was looking through with you got some big games coming up: Norwalk, North Scott, Winterset, Fort Dodge. It just there's a lot of great softball still going on.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
You know what girls softball has different than when we were playing baseball when our kids were really young and trying to play in Fort Dodge? We never got to play in Fort Dodge because
it
rained every time we were there.
Exactly.
It's a really cool place to watch girls softball. The diamonds are awesome.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is awesome. You also have semis tonight. Championship games tonight in Iowa City. 3A, 4A, North Polk, Western Dubuque, and Johnston and Ames.
Johnston and Ames. You've got Ames as a – what were they? Why didn't you see the seating? But no,
not even.
They are on a run.
They are on a run.
They're going to.
With their number three pitcher against Johnston tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700. I don't know if you're having as great a day as we are, because we are in Newton at Iowa Speedway. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, and at 1700 The Champ. As always, we have some sponsors. I need to hit mine up here. So here we go.
You got it?
I do. This segment's going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Go to woodmancontrols.com and find out everything about this great, outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company, Woodman Controls. Okay. So we got about 15 minutes left. I just noticed as I was glancing out, watching Steve glance out, and they have one of the big boards out there.
They're showing Hy-Vee screen.
Yeah, the Hy-Vee screen. They're showing from in-camera views of them going around the track and shifting gears. It was It was pretty cool.
Because we've got practice laps going on right now, and there is there's probably 17, 18 cars out there right now. I mean, it's very impressive, the speeds and what they're doing. It's a marvel. Marvel of engineering.
So, once again, we want to thank Village at Gray's Lake Apartments. That's the reason that we are out here. That's the reason that we are doing our live remote today, along with the rest of our stations who are going to be out here this weekend. So we appreciate everything that they do. We appreciate Ann Fishgren, who is the general manager of Iowa Speedway. She is going to, we hope, she's busy.
She's very busy.
That's why I kind of had her, I grabbed her yesterday just to make sure, but we hope she's going to drop down here and give us a segment today. She has to be pretty excited. There's a lot of traffic out here and a lot of people out here watching and enjoying.
Right.
Getting ready to have, we just had the NXT guys just had their autograph session. After the NTT guys get done out here running their hot laps, they're going to come and do the same. So we're looking forward to seeing that as well. So once again, thank you to everyone that made this possible. And as always, Steve, thank you, buddy. We can't do this without you. Jake, back in the studio as well. Appreciate that you helped us out today. So this is one of the biggest rumors. Don't know if it's going to happen. I think it's probably close to going to happen. Shannon Sharpe's going to go to ESPN. He goes from having to talk to
Skip
to having to talk to Stephen A. I don't know if that's an upgrade.
Wow. I don't know if I could say that is going to be a good mix.
I don't think it's going to be a good mix as well.
Then again, vinegar and oil sometimes makes a nice salad dressing. So
yeah, they do, and I get that. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me just because of dollars. You just got rid of millions of dollars, and you're going to hop back in and pay someone like Shannon. I like Shannon Sharpe.
I do too.
I like him more than I like Stephen A. Smith, but
I just don't. I don't see that as being a good mix. Then again, people watch, and that's
the key, right?
They're trying to figure out ways to get people to tune in because, like you said, you got guys jumping in thinking that they got promoted into a spot that somebody got fired from, and it's not working. They're just filling spots right now,
and there's
no consistency. It's troublesome.
And I understand that it's a horrific time to lay people off on radio. Sports talk radio, because there's nothing to talk about. I mean,
unless you're sitting in Newton watching Iowa Speedway, it's a big deal. Yeah.
We come in every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when we do happy hour sports, when I do it on Monday and Friday, when it's Steen on Sports. You have to dig. I mean, you have to find something you really want to talk about it.
Right. We're talking about John Daly not making the cut at the Open.
Right.
You know?
And which is cool. Now, it flips back later, because then when it's college and NFL, there's no time to talk about anything else. So we miss a lot of big sports things. So I think it's kind of cool that we're going through this. One of the biggest stories that happened this week, Daniel Snyder finally sold his team. And I want to give you some during Dan Snyder's tenure updates. So here's one. He bought the club for $800 million.
Right.
And all the things that Daniel Snyder did in the last few years. And I'm gonna save the last one is the price he sold the team for. The length of his tenure, 24 years, 1 month, 25 days. 386 games. His team was 164, 220, and 2 ties. He's had 10 coaches in those 24 years. He's had 6 playoff berths. He's had 4 division titles. 2 of them with losing records. That was me throwing that in. He's had 4 federal investigations of him.
You're doing a full
2 NFL investigations and 3 attorney general investigations. He's had 3 team names. He's had 27 different quarterbacks in 20 years. And he's had 2 all pros, Brandon Scherf. How do you say Scherf from Iowa, offensive lineman, and Jeremy Reeves. I would say that's pretty much a failure as an owner. He has more. He's had more investigations.
Oh, okay, okay.
No,
I like where you're going with this.
Division titles.
And he bought it for $800 million.
$800 million.
And you just said he's a massive failure. And he's going to sell it for what?
What? You want to take a wild guess?
$6.08 billion.
So he 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times what he paid for.
That's
it.
More net worth than some countries on the planet.
That is, and you know, here was the funny thing. I heard a couple of owners today. And they were glad that it was finally over. And then you start hearing why they're glad it's over. The reason this took so long and the reason is because Daniel Snyder told every one of the owners, if you boot me out of here and I don't get my money, I've got stuff on all of you.
Exactly.
And we're all going down in a big heap of fire. So they're like, thank goodness gracious, he's not here anymore.
Exactly.
So we got 9 minutes left. They're under a little bit of a yellow out there during the practice laps for the NTT guys. I think they'll probably let them go green maybe one more time. Maybe not. But it's interesting.
So before you go in a different direction on this, let's from the things that are already coming out with the new group, what is it? It's the Harris Group that bought
Harris Group.
Harris Financial Group. They, because of the laundry list of black marks on Daniel Snyder, they're going to go back to, we're going to change the name again.
Yep.
Because they don't like the Commanders.
Nope. And
do you really?
Yeah, I think it's needed because I don't think Daniel Snyder listened to anybody when he came up with that name.
Well, and now they're throwing out, what is it, the Red Tails. They're trying to get to an R name again so they can have the R.
Right.
You know, the same script R on the helmet and things like that. I've heard multiple different. I mean, I've heard people that want to. What is it? The Washington football team. People were starting actually getting.
Well, and, I mean, that was one of their. Yeah, that was one of their three names.
Right, but I mean, there people were like, why don't we just go back to that? It was actually, you know, getting some grip, if you will.
Here's a really funny thing with this ownership group.
Yes,
and I apologize. My phone just kind of went for a second.
What's up?
I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name that purchased the team.
Josh Harris.
Yes. What'd you say?
Josh Harris.
Thank you.
The Harris.
So one of his biggest things that he has, one of the biggest, and I think is going to be a huge contributor, and was one of the spokespersons today, Magic Johnson's a part of that group.
Right.
And for all of the things, that was an issue. Some workplace things that didn't go well and some issues there. And I think Magic Johnson helps with some of those issues. And I think you'll see, here's the thing. I think the most you're going to see is a more open book. Look at us. We are going to run a franchise like you should run a franchise type of thing coming from these guys. So,
well, the feeling is not going to be Dan Snyder. It's not, it's my team, this, the, you know, it's
nope.
I make the rules. Or it's Jerry Jones-esque, where he is omnipotent when it comes to the Cowboys, where it's going to be lead by committee to a certain extent.
I don't like that either. You know, and even with the Broncos, for example, it's Walton money, right? So it's Walmart money. But they're not running the team. They brought people in to run the team.
That's what I'm saying. I don't foresee this Josh Harris group going down the same path of it's my toy and I'm going to play with the way I want to, where it's they're going to – you put people in position to run it the way it's supposed to be run.
You find a couple of football guys that, you know, even reaching back into that Washington Redskin football team, commander, whatever, going back in – trying to find, I'm thinking like a Daryl Green, a Doug Williams, somebody like that, knows football, has been in management in other football programs because Dan Snyder never let him come back to his own team.
Think how Matt McMillan did up in Detroit, though.
Well, I know.
That doesn't always work.
Yeah,
so.
But I agree with that. Wow, that went fast, didn't it?
Good Lord.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back. Friday, second hour of this Friday. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. As always, you can check us out on Twitter, at SteenOnSports, at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, and at 1700 The Champ. We have Minnesota Twins baseball tonight, I do believe, or let me check. I'm checking. I got to make sure. I'm almost yep, we do. They're playing in Minnesota. They're playing the White Sox.
Okay,
we do not have them on Saturday and Sunday because we are going to be broadcasting NTT and NXT Racing, and we get to do that because of the nice folks at Village at Grays Lake Apartments down by where
it's the old AIB.
AIB.
They've been doing.
I'm going to stop by
because
I think that's really cool, and you said that. That they're really, because you're right there.
Right. Yep. You go by it multiple times a day.
Thank you very much for doing that and for all the folks so they can listen to that. We also want to thank Ann Fiskren getting us down here, letting us do live radio, taking time out this week to come on the show. Hopefully we can, she's busy. Hopefully we can get her again today just to talk a little bit about the drivers and everything on the weekend again. She's
kind of
crazy.
The pinnacle of what she's been working on for
a while.
So.
So, yeah, she has a very good reason. So you have the next read, my friend.
We are going to be having Heritage Building Maintenance for this segment. Provides quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa. Heritage's future focus is driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide a first line of defense in proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation technology, and provide peace of mind in protecting our future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide advanced level janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. Hey,
man,
I got breaking news for you.
Smooth. Hit me. I love breaking news.
You know, ESPN let Steve Young go.
Yes.
You know, I was surprised on that one. But he got hired. He got a new job.
Where'd he go?
He's going to be a coach.
For BYU?
No.
Oh.
You hadn't heard this, had you?
No, I have not.
Let's see here. As it states, the BYU Cougars football and San Francisco 49er legend Steve did not stay out of the job, looking for a job very long when he parted ways with ESPN. Steve will be the football coach this fall. He accepted the assistant coach. Coach for the Menlo Schools girls flag football team.
There you go.
And he's doing it with another former 49ers signal caller, John Pay.
There you go. I don't think Steve Young needs to be paid.
No,
so he
no,
can do
no,
kind of.
I
he just kind of walk around and go, hey, I'm going to do this.
Again, it's weird. It's like the internet is full of clickbait because I said, oh, we got.
Flag
fell
football.
You
brought our audience into that as well. also. We couldn't do this today without Mr. Steve Gordon sitting here right next to us, just being Steve. And we couldn't do it without Jake back in the studio as well, and Jeremy and all the rest of the people that work tirelessly trying to get all this and get everything together. And now it's come to reality, and we're here.
A lot of cumulus family out here this week.
We'll talk a little bit about all the things that are going on. This one hit me today, and I want – somebody to explain this to me. So, one winner of $1.28 billion lottery. Mm-hmm. If you're a guessing man, how much does she get? Because it's a she. I saw her crying that she won.
Right.
Out of that $1.28 billion, and it didn't say exactly how she received the money.
Okay, I don't think she's received it yet because you can take it one of two ways.
Right, but
you can do it as an annuity, so you get like 1.something million a year until, or you get it. It's $564 million as a lump sum.
Okay, how much? It's actually a little less because I have it right here. It's 433.7
as a lump sum.
Yep, because the IRS. This was the quote today. Congrats to the IRS on winning the $846.3 million, which was more than that.
Right.
It was the winner of the 1.28, she gets 433, and the IRS gets 846.
Yeah.
Yay! Hmm. Where's that going?
Weird.
New toilets.
No,
somewhere.
I'm sure it's going to go back to the people.
I love you.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
You guys have got to be positive. All right, so we dabbled into it, but I just want to hit the ones that have been done as far as state softball.
Yes.
Okay. Because in 5A, this just, wow. 5A, the championship game was between number one, Ankeny Centennial, number six, Pleasant Valley. Ankeny Centennial, 11-0.
Yeah, they're
holy buckets.
They are stacked. That's a really good program. Even Randy has talked when Randy Wayhofer, the assistant general manager and VP of the Iowa Cubs, has stated, yeah, Ankeny Centennial is really good. Yeah.
Well, and then, okay, we'll jump to Class 4A, Winterset over North Scott, 5-3. Winterset, I don't have it in front of me, but they've had a lot. I mean, it's been going on like this for quite a while.
And they're getting close, too. A lot of these Winterset, just a lot of these smaller communities around us are jumping up higher and higher and higher in classes.
We go to 3A. This is all up in Fort Dodge.
Playing at Fort Dodge.
It is – the championship game is Williamsburg versus Assumption.
And that just starting?
I believe so.
Yep.
The 2A – jump back into that one more time because I just want to make sure you get uncomfortable when I read these. Is Van Meter versus
– Dyke New Hartford.
No.
No.
It's Regina.
Oh, Iowa City, Regina.
Okay. It's not a long I. It's Regina. Okay. Got it. All right. Just want to make sure. But anyway, so we've got Regina.
Oh. Oh.
You guys laughed me off air. But anyway, number one Regina against number two Van Meter coming up.
That's my memory not working. That's going to be a good game, actually.
And then we've got in Martinsdale St. Mary's versus North Lynn coming up as well.
And that's a big game, Martinsdale St. Mary's. A bunch of folks at NAP that I work with are Martinsdale St. Marians. So, interesting.
With that being said.
Boys baseball.
As we go into this, the big game at 7 o'clock tonight in Iowa City is Johnston versus Ames.
Going to be
Ames
ugly.
Is on a – really?
Yeah.
Ames Five is on
innings.
A run.
Five innings.
Wow.
Yep.
You think Johnston's that good?
Well, they're going to get Ames number three. And if he can't go, they're number four. The better game is North Polk and Western Dubuque in 4A. That is a great game.
Yep.
That's actually Western Dubuque.
At 5 o'clock night in Iowa City as well.
I think one of my service guy, has a grandson that plays. Pitcher, really good hitter. Going through the sticks program during the off times, going to play somewhere. He just has to kind of figure out what he wants to do. They have three really good pitchers. His grandson being one, but they're starting their third one tonight. But Western Dubuque's tough. I mean, we went up as when our boys played baseball together for Dowling when Brandon was a junior, Nate was a senior. We played Western Dubuque. That's a good team. I mean, for a smaller school. So, but it gets to the point, like,
right.
Scott, my drive when I used to go up to Grimes for the longest time, my Unity Point Clinic in Grimes was one of the first buildings there. They were building Walmart, and we built our Unity Point Clinic. And then we added a little four-bay that has Poncheros and a couple other things in there.
A little mini mall.
Mini mall. Oh, my gosh. I drove up there the other day, and it's just like – it's a metropolis. The Hy-Vee might be the destination place of Hy-Vees in the Midwest. It is crazy.
Right there in Grimes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But all the things that are up there, and now Grimes is – I don't know the difference between Grimes and Urbandale. They just kind of mold, right? Under the bridge and you're in Grimes.
Right,
and
Grimes, Urbandale now. It's also Grimes. Johnston is merging together.
It looks like Johnston High. I mean, Johnston's new high school is right next to where my stuff is, and that's Johnston.
right.
and Grimes.
Oh, yeah. It's all connected.
It's crazy.
All right. Then over in Carroll, we've got in the 2A, Dyersville, Beckman versus Underwood. Dyersville is always
very good. So is Underwood.
Yeah.
They both have quality programs.
Well, there's kind of like a baseball thing in Dyersville,
yeah,
isn't there?
There is. Yeah. They're also, Underwood is also, and Dyersville, for that matter, are very good on softball as well.
And then also in Carroll, in the Class 1A, we've got in the championship, Lisbon against Resmond St. Mary's.
See, those are, whenever you talk about,
you just
about,
know those names.
Right,
because you always know the names.
Yeah. They're going to be in the football playoffs. They're going to be in the wrestling playoffs. They're going to be in all of those. So, that's just the way. You know.
So, you're saying five innings, Johnston victor.
Yes.
All right.
10 run.
That's the plan is.
I love it.
The plan is to keep it low scoring.
I love what Ames has done. They've done it on just sheer will.
Yeah.
But they have the reason they're there, they have a stud pitcher, but they had to use him to get where they're at. So now
we've been down that road so many times before where you have to use it. You can't save it if you don't get there.
That's right. And pitching, that's our thing, right?
Right.
What wins in girls softball and in boys baseball, what wins championships? Pitching, depth.
Yep.
And that you can get innings from people and keep you in games.
Right. At any level, you have to be able to have, fill the holes and
yep.
stay safe and not have injuries. So,
okay, let's hit this again since we're down here at Newton Speedway. So, tomorrow morning. On the free stages tomorrow morning from 8 to 9:30, there's a live DJ out there. From 8:30 to 9:30 is NTT IndyCar Series qualifying. So I'm going to have to get – Jen's going to have to get up early tomorrow morning because I want to see qualifying. I think watching qualifying is extremely cool.
Oh,
just
absolutely.
How fast they go.
Well, it's going to start here – yeah,
for the NXT guys.
In 15 minutes, yep. Qualifying is going to start.
The NXT guys are going to go. From 9:30 to 9:50 is enlistment ceremony. From 9:50 to 10:30, the 34th Army Band. And 10 a.m., the Indy NXT presented by Firestone Race. Is that right?
No. The
Indy
tomorrow NXT. Is the big thing is at 11:50 is Carrie Underwood.
Yep.
2 o'clock Hy-Vee Homefront 250 presented by Instacart.
Oh no, that's right. So the Indy NXT cars do go. They go from 10 to 11 tomorrow because this is a doubleheader NTT weekend. NTT is racing both days on Saturday and
right.
Sunday.
Exactly.
Both of them 250. They're two races. So that's really cool. But you get Carrie Underwood before the NTT race at 2 o'clock. And then on the free stages is Pie in the Sky. I've actually heard of that before. Or maybe that's just somebody told me that I always am wishing for Pie in the Sky.
Yes.
The national anthem is being sung by John Merrill. And then at 2 o'clock, the NTT IndyCar race. And then on the free stages, I got to give my guy Jordan Beam, got to give him some love again. He's from 2:45 to 3:30, and the post race concert is Kenny Chesney. And I'm with you. It is a big party. That's what it is.
Absolutely. I'm excited. It's better than a tailgate. You know what I mean.
And the most amazing thing then is we get to do it all over again on Sunday. So the live DJ again, Maddie Poppy, and mm-hmm. we're trying to figure out if it's American Idol or if
it's American Idol.
It's American Idol.
It's not America's Got Talent. It's
Scott is putting, and it's not The Voice. He's putting his reputation of knowing all these things on the line. Then the pre-race concert that day from 11 to 12 is Zach Brown Band. So for us non-country Western guys, Zach Brown Band is
confirmed American Idol.
Awesome, Zach Brown Band.
Oh, amazing!
Yep.
It's the
musicians.
Yes, musicians, harmonies. Yes, they
kick it old time country or new
no,
country.
No, it's got
a little of both.
Yeah, I mean it's got some bluegrass to it, but it also Chicken Fried is
one
of their
group.
Songs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of them. It's yep. a big group. Nope. Then you're going to have the second NTT IndyCar Series race of the weekend from 1 to 4. And then at 4:15, this is what I'm excited about. I've always wanted to see Ed Sheeran. I think he's spectacular, and he doesn't have a band. He just has a little machine that punches little buttons.
He's got a loop machine.
Here he goes.
Yes, he does.
That's going to be exciting. So we'll take care of that. We'll give you another update on what we're doing here and stuff at the last segment today. Hopefully, if Ann, like I said before, she's extremely busy.
She's busy.
I will text her and see if she's going to make it to see what we do. But once again, we got a little slowdown here, and then we're going to have some qualifying happen.
At 5:30.
And that'll be exciting.
They got to go out. They got to make, I'm sure, clean the court or blow the track
you
off and things like
that.
Are
heading to a high school reunion? Is that
no,
what you're heading to?
Really.
Or just a high school
get-together? No, just getting
some
together.
Some old-time dudes.
Getting together with some buddies.
A little Waverly action.
Yes, Waverly. We graduated 35 years ago. Like
what
I
was
said,
the name of the hotel that we left you and I to go to in Waverly for all of our...
It was called the Red Fox Inn.
Yes, it was. There you go.
It is the Bushytail Lounge and the Red Fox Inn.
Oh, my goodness.
And from my understanding, it has been resurrected.
That is awesome.
It was in a little bit of decline for quite a few years, but it has been resurrected.
Pretty sure I'm not sure how many suits that I've fallen into the pool with fully clothed.
Yes, because you guys would go to formal events.
Yes.
Because you were in Cedar Falls at UNI.
Yes.
And you burned too many bridges in Cedar Falls.
Yeah, my frat brothers, we had to go to the Red Fox where we kind of fit in better. So that's exciting. Good for you. We are, since I said, Nana's on her way to Chicago.
Yep.
So Jen and I are empty nesting this weekend, but we're going to be up here both days. Very excited about being up here both. Last year, I was here Friday, the lake Saturday, and here Sunday. It was a busy weekend.
And then we're off for 10 days with COVID.
For the 10 days of the radio because something happened. Who knew that? You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back. We're going to talk Newton Speedway right after this break. And having a blast. You can check us out, as always. Well, you got to check us out on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You got to talk in there.
I know. Oh, I hear you.
Got you.
I'm here. I'm here.
You also, as always, can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour _SS. This is not as easy to do by memory when I don't have my little cheat sheet.
Well, it's funny because you don't actually have a cheat sheet. You have a sheet that you stare at, and then you go Rain Man on me. And
it just goes. It doesn't say anything on it, but it tells me that I need to concentrate. So we are out here live, and we appreciate it. Once again, trying to give thanks to everybody. As always, we want to give thanks to Ann Fiskren. She's going to try to stop by. She's extremely busy. She said she was on her way. Also need to thank Steve for being out here with us today and being out here with the radio stations all day today. They did some live things today as well. And Jake's back in the control room, and we couldn't have done this without him, so I appreciate it, Jake. Thank you very much. We also have to thank the Village at Gray's Lake Apartments. It's the reason that we're out here. It's the reason that we're going to hear live these two races on Saturday and Sunday.
The races are going to be broadcast.
So that's extremely exciting, and I appreciate that from everyone to make this happen. It's a big enough deal that it needs to be done, and I think that's pretty cool. So once again, we are a little ways away. Let me grab my little sheet here, my little cheat sheet for today. I don't have a cheat sheet for today. I think time trials are...
Start at 5:30.
At 5:30, and we are at 5:23, so that's coming up really quick. I think that's Steve, are you a big racing guy?
Yes.
Yep, Steve is as well. I think time trials or whatever you want to call them, I think that's some of the most exciting stuff. I like how they do it.
Qualifying.
Thank you.
It's they So, yeah, but it's the NXT qualifying at 5:30, so then we get start seeing these guys hammer around the track.
Oh, I know it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We also said, so you have the pre-race concert tomorrow, 11:50 to 12:50 is Carrie Underwood. The NTT race is from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and 4:30-ish is Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney. Party, party, party.
Yep, and then on Sunday, you have pre-race is Zach Brown Band. I'm pretty excited. I've never seen Zach Brown Band. So,
it's going to be interesting to see Zach Brown Band on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. That's not usually when you go see the Zach Brown Band.
No,
but
it's
anyway.
Usually later at night with a lot of – well, there's going to be a lot of beer consumed in Iowa Speedway this weekend as well. Then the NTT race is, again, 1 to 4. And post-race, really excited. Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
I'm really excited about that. So, you know, continue. You know, we love being up here.
There's a young lady walking towards you.
That is a good sign.
So, keep talking.
No, I'm talking. There she is. No, you can sit right there so you can hear. You need to be able to hear my voice.
Is it? Did he turn this on?
Yeah, he will right now.
All righty.
There you go.
Hello.
Okay, we might have to turn her up because she's so soft-spoken.
I can speak louder. Yeah. I was just being nice.
I've heard her speak loud.
So I was just being nice.
Okay, first impressions of Friday so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we just said the same thing.
Yes, no. So we are about to set up for the NTT autograph session. You can see it right here where we're sitting.
Yep.
There are very long lines.
And we saw, this is the cool. So this was for NXT signing.
Yes.
There were two young girls going through.
Yeah.
I'm thinking nine.
Yeah, they were below 10.
And it wasn't just it wasn't just because they knew who they were getting their autographs.
They knew who they wanted.
Yes. And you could tell they're sitting there going, that's going to be me. Right. They look like those.
Oh, like they
that's
are.
That's a huge deal.
They are aspiring race car
that's
drivers.
This is what this sport needs. It needs to cross over, and I think it's happening.
That's the glory of today.
Right.
Right. That's the glory of today. It is free.
Yes.
So people came out. People that didn't want to maybe give up their whole weekend or have something else going on. It is free Family Friday. Exactly. It's free. Come out, experience it.
I said it earlier today, and you're like, well, that's good. They should use that. It's from them, Dave.
It's literally what we call the day. Yes. No, that's the point, right? If a family has a free afternoon, they want to come out, they want to meet the drivers, that's the best part about putting the autograph sessions on a free day is that we want to make sure that we're accessible. We want to make sure that everyone's available to come and meet the drivers, experience everything IndyCar has to offer. And between practice today, qualifying for the Indy Next team today, these autograph sessions, and the pit stop competition that's about to come up after the autograph session, it doesn't get better than that.
No. Average age of NXT drivers. Barely street legal is what we were saying looking at them today.
Yeah, I'd say probably in the 18 to 20-ish.
A lot of rookies.
Wow, range. Wow.
There's NTT drivers that are really young.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few. Yeah.
Okay, so for people new to this, this is the fastest short track out there.
Yes.
And
yes.
How fast? How easy is that to sell as a kind of a logo? I mean, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a big statement too, right? In the early days of Iowa Speedway being built, they would have 6 to 7 different race series here, all competing, all on different platforms, right? Different forms of car. And I just happen to be lucky enough to work for the series that's the fastest.
Right.
It's proven. They're fast. These cars will take 17 seconds to get around this track. This track is 7/8 mile oval. That's fast.
And they take three different levels.
The lines.
Yeah, the lines.
Low line, high line,
middle
yes.
line.
Yes.
It's exciting. We said earlier, Rusty Wallace, in his mind, knew exactly what he wanted. He wanted something fast, something that drivers would love, and it had to have an airport. and it has all three.
Well, and this place is special. I know that we've built this place up, right? Hy-Vee has been such a great partner to us here at IndyCar and has brought in so many great sponsors of their own. So there have been some significant enhancements this year in the infield to accompany those sponsorships. But this place was built below ground level, right? So they dug down. So hypothetically, if there was nothing here from the grand, except for grandstands, you'd be able to see the entire track. That's really uncommon that you would have I would say 360 view, but you're only looking forward. Technically, you can see everything. And that's really cool. That's not normal. No. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you do not have a 360 view anywhere. It is a 2.5 mile oval. There's a lot of buildings in the middle. All the buildings do not have like a surveillance deck. Like you can't see the full thing anywhere on property. Here, that is not the case. This place is pretty darn special.
It is.
Yeah. It's like an indoor athletic track. I mean, it's, you can see everything. I what you said, the built-up amenities. I mean, the amount of stuff that has been added, far as you've got your massive tents over the bleachers. What did they add on the inside?
There's a nice little suite structure there.
That was new? Not, yeah.
That wasn't there last year.
Yeah. That's a three-story suite?
It is a three-story suite, yeah. And then there's a screen down there in turn four. There's a screen down there in turn two. You know, we have a lot of people. We have almost 100 suites on site.
Wow.
And it has just grown to this amazing, awesome thing. We're pretty darn lucky.
All right. My big question is, you already got the bands figured out for next year?
There has been talks, yes. Nothing signed, but there have been talks.
It's incredible after last year.
The level of talent that you guys get
kicked
is just amazing.
Again.
Well, you guys joined us Friday like you did this year.
Yep.
But then you came to enjoy yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And how special and lucky are all these Iowans?
Yep.
To be able to experience this in their backyard.
That's the big thing. I mean, it was just a fun weekend. And it was unforgettable.
I didn't think with Blake and Gwen last year, I'm like, well, they're not going to be able to. And Tim McGraw. I mean, and it was like, wow, that must have been. We're going to spend a lot of money to get this so people know it. This year was going to be, a letdown, per
no.
se. Good
Ed Sheeran. I mean, I'm so excited.
I know. To your point, you're like, oh. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are playing? Oh, can't get better than that.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. No,
and then in November, we announced who's playing this year, and you're like, oh, yes. It can get better than that.
So make sure this person speaking with us is Ann Fiskren. She is the general manager of Iowa Speedway. Is that what you told me yesterday? It's been 24 hours. It's a lot for me to remember.
No, totally. I am the general manager of the weekend.
Okay.
IndyCar rents the facility. NASCAR technically does still own this property.
I got you.
And we have come in. We have taken over to put on this amazing weekend with our partner, Hy-Vee.
And the interesting thing, because I was sitting here going, well, Hy-Vee's here. A really good, great person would have Caitlin Clark. To be down here. Oh, Caitlin Clark is going to be down here.
She's coming. She's coming. She will be here tomorrow and Sunday signing autographs in the Hy-Vee Kids Fit Zone, which is located behind Turn 1 in the concourse. So I want to say it's like 10:30 tomorrow.
I think I've heard.
10 or 10:30 tomorrow and same on.
It advertised, but yes.
Sunday.
That's a big star. I mean, if you threw Patrick Mahomes in there, I mean, I think you've got him all covered, the Hy-Vee part.
Yes, Hy-Vee does work with some amazing athletes, don't they?
Yeah, so we wanted to talk about some of the drivers. So
okay.
Alex, yell at me because I never pronounce it. Alex Palou.
Alex Palou.
Palou.
Yep.
Leader.
Yeah.
Scott Dixon, a lot of people know Scott.
Iceman.
Joseph Newgarden, maybe people didn't know him, but as soon as you win the Indy 500, everybody knows you.
And he's the most winningest driver we have currently of Iowa Speedway. He's won four times.
And a fan favorite because he's a fan guy.
Mm.
Jumping
into the grandstands after the 500. You're right. He did that.
And then you have Marcus Ericsson. My favorite, Patty O'Ward. What a character.
He is so fun.
Scott McLaughlin is another. Christian Lundgaard. I mean, Ray Hall Letterman. Love that. seriously, I bet he's awesome. He looks like he's 14.
He won last weekend. He had his first win of his NTT IndyCar Series career last weekend in Toronto. What a good way.
Oh.
Being sponsored by Hy-Vee, the 45 car, won for Rahal Letterman-Lanigan last weekend in Toronto, and here we are going into Iowa weekend with Hy-Vee being the title sponsor, and Christian Lundgaard won last weekend. Like, it doesn't get more exciting for that team to be investing in this series, investing in this opportunity here at Iowa to get Christian Lundgaard in front of everyone and make it fun and exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. Will Power, Team Penske, Colton Herta, another Andretti.
Yeah.
I mean, and Alexander Rossi, who is our fan favorites, because I was talking to my mother-in-law setting up to Chicago, and she found out she was adopted. She found out that her last name is actually Rossi. So
we
actually took on, he's our favorite guy that we like to watch. But you have young and upcoming. I mean, it's full. You're going to see three wide racing.
Yep.
It's going to be fun. You know, the racing's going to be amazing. That's not even counting that the concerts you're going to get and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the flyover last year was one of the coolest things on Sunday. That was awesome.
Well, hopefully we don't disappoint this year.
Yes.
Way to put the pressure on us. Thank you.
You need that pressure.
Thank you. I don't know if I do, but thank you.
So I think we got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about this, but so have you seen your home in Newton in the last week?
So I have been staying at a hotel this week, and I have seen it for about 2 to 5 hours, depending on the night, every night.
After race,
yes.
How long do you give yourself before you have to start kicking it again?
Yeah, so working with IndyCar, I am transplant here for a short bit, right, to get this race up and running, get the gates opened, pushing through to the end of that Ed Sheeran concert, and then the team takes everything down because we're temporary here.
Right.
So we got to clean up the property, get all the signage down, make sure that we are good tenants of this land and give it back to NASCAR, and then we go racing again. We're in Nashville the first weekend in August. We're at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway the second weekend. We have one weekend off, and then we hit back-to-back-to-back races to get this season done. So we'll be done by September 10th, and we're just going to keep cranking away.
How big is Nashville as a race?
Oh, it is so fun.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's on the streets. It's a party atmosphere all the time, which Nashville obviously is. And it is just...
We drove through.
Too much fun.
Too many people.
It is.
I'm too old.
Well, and you thought it was hot here last year.
Oh.
It is hot.
You're going to get a good weekend this weekend, though.
I think,
Before it hits hot.
I know. Didn't we talk about this last night? I said poor Ragbri people.
Oh, my goodness.
If it's going to be really that hot.
Yeah. That's not good.
They're camping. That's hot.
Yeah. Well, it's not the camping we're worried about.
They're
going to have like a sip of water, and all the rest is everything else. Thanks for stopping
beer.
By again.
Thank
I hope you have a great
me,
weekend.
Guys.
I can't wait to get out here. I'll see you tomorrow and Sunday. We appreciate it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back. Happy Friday. It is Race Friday. If you're listening to us today, we are live at Iowa Speedway having some fun. NXT is getting ready to do time trials right now for their race, and they're out on the track as we speak. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
Qualifying,
thank you. With Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at SteenOnSports, at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, and at SteenOnSports. I think I hit them all.
You did.
I did. Okay.
You did.
We couldn't be out here today if it wasn't for Ann Fiskren. She took the time again today to come in and sit for a segment. You could talk to her for an hour.
Well, and this was, I can actually hear her. Last year I couldn't hear the interview, and I was sitting right next to her. But things were explained, what she does. She is She's part of the IndyCar series, not
she just
the
makes
Iowa
sure
Speedway.
That this
right.
So this is still owned. So it's owned by
NASCAR.
NASCAR, Iowa Speedway.
They bring their party into town.
Yep.
And use the facility.
Yes.
So I mean that's it's
and then
just
she picks up and then she has other places. But she is now home based in Newton. That's why I call her a Newtonian.
Okay.
And she actually
she
likes
probably
it.
Just buys a house everywhere she goes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Nashville market's I think a little rich right
yeah.
now.
Might not be as easy. So
exactly.
Once again, we want to thank Iowa Speedway. And the fact that the NTT races this weekend are going to be live on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM is because of our friends at Village at Grays Lake Apartments.
Yes.
So we had to give them kudos. Give kudos to Steve, who's sitting in here with us today so we could do this show. It's nice. It's indoors. We're air-conditioned. So thank you to everybody that made that happen. Thank you for coming here with me today as well.
Absolutely glad of coming here.
And also, you know, it's just it's going to be a fun weekend. There's going to be a lot of people here. The campgrounds, folks, I'm not kidding you, they're packed. I mean, they're deep.
Well, and this we're looking – with our view looking through the glass, over the track and seeing they have the terrace set up with the campers. So it's almost stadium seating for RVs,
yes.
if you will. That's not even a fourth of it. If you turn around and look the other way, there's a hayfield the size of, you know, the south side of Des Moines, just full of campers out there.
I mean, that's the thing, too, that the reason this is a big deal is and even Ann said this, Rusty Wallace knew what he wanted to do, and he wanted to bring
absolutely.
A fan excitement track that makes you pay attention. And I was out there watching it earlier today, and you don't realize that your head's just going, you're going left, right, left, right, left, right, because
it's so
fast.
It is super cool because, like she said, you didn't even think about that, the way that this was dug down, kind of like Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yes.
But, I mean, you can sit in your seat, you can see one, two, three, and four corners. You can see it all.
And once again, we want to thank our sponsors of our show, which is Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance. And for homeless veterans, golf outing at the Legacy Golf Club on Monday, July 31st in Norwalk with Central Iowa Shelter and Services. We really, really enjoy working with Melissa with Central Iowa Shelter and Services.
Absolutely.
She's a great person. We get to be so lucky that we get to have these relationships that we have. It's fun to build them, and it's fun to grow them, and I think we're doing a good job of doing that.
Well, like I said, I ran into Melissa Murfield from Broadlands last
Needs
night.
Needs to get on the radio. She's just trying to find
she's
time.
A bubbly thing to get on the radio, so we'll get her back on here, and we probably got to reach out to Chip here pretty soon, too, for the Iowa Wolves.
It's getting close, and so that'll be exciting. We are, my gosh, what are we, 10 days? No, 13 days away from the Iowa State Fair?
Oh,
maybe a little bit more than that?
We're,
not many
lack of a
that.
Better phrase, we're staring down
my goodness.
The barrel of it.
We are going to try to do our show live as much as anybody will let us
at the Iowa State Fair.
At the Iowa State Fair.
Oh, you always have to put in, you know, weather permitting.
Weather permitting. We had some crazy weather. I still, every time Gary sees me, Gary Slater, who is the retired CEO of the Iowa State Fair, he says that. He goes, man, I have seen some things and I've been through some things, but yeah, that was a scary moment.
Yeah. To have lightning hit that close.
Yeah.
But it's all part of it. Looking forward to it. Let's see here.
We got about 6 minutes left. So
tonight, I did see this, and I want to ask you, because where is it at? It's the Women's World Cup.
Yes.
Okay, and then it is the Team USA against Vietnam at 8 o'clock. Are you intrigued?
Yes.
Will you? I mean,
I'll see it.
Watch it or check it out.
I'll check it out on the phone, stuff like that. I'll check it out on social media because I follow enough that I get a lot of that. So that's I don't know why this is. I think Women's World Cup is a little bit more exciting. I don't know why that is. I'm not as big a men's soccer fan as I am a women's soccer fan, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just because of the notoriety of the gals on the women's team. I know more of them than I do on the men's team.
I think it's their head in our minds because they went deeper and played longer. Yes.
And some of those iconic, you know, Mia Hamm and those Brandi
Chastain.
Right. I mean, it just hits you, right? Because it was a big moment.
Right.
The men's team hasn't had that big moment yet. I think they're getting closer.
I think they're getting closer and closer every day. Yeah. But yeah, they haven't had that big.
But they're
breakout.
Not the Lionel Messi. You know, they're not
right.
Like we were at Gilroy's again the other night, and Chelsea, I do believe, it was either Chelsea or United was playing Wrexham.
Yes.
Now they won. They won big, but Wrexham isn't. You know, Wrexham is Ryan Reynolds, and who's the other guy? I can never remember the other guy.
He's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I don't remember his name either.
I can't either. But we were out on the patio watching, and there were 10 specific groups of four or five people that were there to watch that,
right.
Which is pretty crazy. I think that's pretty cool.
It sounds like if you want to get the whole vibe of watching football with a U, go down to the Royal Mile.
Really? Oh yeah, they're crazy big into that. No, I get. And that's another. People forget about that. I think the Royal Mile is really cool.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I like different. I don't like drinking the same beer anymore because I can't drink very much. So if I'm drinking a beer, I'm not wasting it on. I'm nothing against Michelob Ultra or any Busch Light.
You want to
be a sponsor? Just hop in here and we'll drink it as much as you want.
Exactly.
But I like drinking something that I really get
something that will slap the tongue.
Yes. And just like you, my choices right now. We talked about this last night. Big Grove's kicking it, man. I love that. And Confluence is kicking it. Barntown is kicking it.
You can't go wrong with the roofie from Exile,
man. In Exile. Barntown, what it gets, like Jen and Nana, is like they had a ice cream, like a sherbet tasting one that they're going crazy
for. I forget what the name is, but it's a blueberry cider. Is what Bridget and her friends were partaking in.
I have to answer a couple of people here too. Kathleen, so she's riding in the car with Aaron and Nana on their way to Chicago. She said, "Will AJ Foyt be here?" She goes, "I saw his trailer. I guarantee you, AJ Foyt's here. It's a big race for them."
Yeah.
So that's kind of.
Doesn't he have a grandson?
I don't know who, but he has. He has
his, I thought he had a grandson racing.
No, his I don't. AJ Foyt is the bigger one here is Santino Ferracci.
Yes, good job out of that.
Is one. Wow, I think I hit that.
Was Uncle Aaron the one that said Joe's Nighthawk?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, Uncle Aaron, the hotel was the Red Fox Inn. Yes, we all went to Joe's Nighthawk.
Yeah, and he also has Benjamin Peterson.
Gotcha.
Is in there and okay, did not know this. Catherine Leggy is racing for Ray Hall Letterman this weekend.
Really?
Did not know that. I think that's a big deal. That's kind of cool.
Well, it's the qualifying that we're seeing right now. My Lord, you can't fathom how quick these things are scooting
around the track. And here's the funny thing, too. I guess Scott Dixon isn't, but I'm looking through this, and I kid you not, a couple of them actually have beards because I don't think the rest of them can grow beards. They're so young looking.
Well,
my goodness.
Yes.
And here's one. Helio Castroneves is still. He races for Meyer Shank Racing.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Did not know that. But this is a team atmosphere here. I mean, Chip Ganassi, Team Penske, Ray Hall Letterman.
The staples,
Andretti.
The names we've known for decades.
And then Arrow McLaren is kind of the new and kind of the hot racing there. But, yeah, it's going to be an exciting weekend. I think people are going to have a blast. The weather's – I mean, it's going to be warm, but it's going to be in the mid-80s, little 90s.
It's summer.
Yeah. And so, I mean, come on. You can, if you want to find shade, you can find shade here. Maybe.
And if you know the right people, you sit in a. I mean, it's almost chilly in here.
In an air-conditioned room.
With a wall of glass watching the racing.
Once again, we want to thank everybody that made this happen. Steve, thank you. Jake, back in the studio, thank you.
Always a good time.
And thank you very much. The radio station. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.